Zanro on Double J.
Up until recently, the National were due to be here in Australia with us, kicking off their tour just this past weekend in Fremantle and going all over the country. Obviously, everything has changed now. Matt Berninger, lead singer of the National, is joining us on the phone to have a chat about it. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Where are you right now? Are you in lockdown?
I am in my garage in Venice, California. In lockdown, sort of. I mean, I've been going out just to like ride bike a little bit, and I have a trampoline here. So my daughter and I and my wife and I, we've been spending a lot of time on the trampoline. I'm trying just to stay healthy and try not to get too freaked out, and just try to, you know, be positive and stay healthy.
Yeah, totally. Your Instagram is always a source of joy for me, but I did notice the trampoline and indeed a harmonica made an appearance a couple of days ago. For anybody who missed it.
Yeah, that was, there it is.
This is you playing some sort of six-pronged harmonica? What the hell was that thing?
That's literally the first music I've ever written in my life. That'll be released soon. I have about a 2-hour composition version of that. I'm going to re-sing it. I got that harmonica. I think I got it because it was so cool looking. And I've never really played it. I've had a superstition about like learning to play an instrument because I feel like if I learn how to play an instrument, I might start to like get cornered in terms of how I write melodies and stuff. Or I might just, you know, I have a tendency to like just like when it comes to melody, just, you know, often follow I'll end up writing such bad music that I'll start writing all these melodies to my own bad music, and it'll just destroy, I think, what I do. So I avoid musical instruments. Although I'm getting my daughter to learn the guitar and everything, so she's going to do that for me.
I love it. There's been a lot of talk about how, you know, at the end of all of this, on the other side, there's going to be some great art. But I saw an awesome tweet from LP, who, of course, is part of Run the Jewels, amazing MC, mm-hmm. saying, "Nah, I'm just at home playing video games and eating Cheetos." Like, is there sort of a weird kind of pressure on artists to produce their great magnus opus in this time of isolation?
That's a good point. I mean, I've been writing a lot, and I think it's like, but I've been finding a way to like just like find a little corner somewhere, and just even if I've only got an hour, just to only for like a little bit, dip pretty deep in and then dip out. And so when everybody's home or everybody's in this situation, everything's so quiet and strange, and we're all, you know, there's, it feels like there's been even more sort of dipping into a room and closing the door and just trying to like find something to take your mind off of all of it, and just to find some peace, you know. And that's where I've always just making a song or even making, you know, a drawing or anything out of some of this anxiety is the only thing that's ever helped me, really. It's like, you know, watching the news and talking about it and speculating and all that, you know, debating with friends, you know, it never really ever makes me feel any better. It just gets me more riled up. So I have found art, even just in little bursts, and you know, listening to music or just like flipping through a, you know, book of paintings or photographs or whatever, or reading an old book, even just like a chapter or two, really changes your chemistry and is enlightening in both sort of like a, you know, kind of a vibe, a mental and a spiritual way. So that's how I've always just making something out of all the stuff that you can't do anything else with, you know?
Absolutely. And very good advice. I know that a lot of the Double J listeners have been turning to the radio just to get some of that sweet relief. Matt Berninger is one of the voices that you hear many times here on Double J, joining us from the National and from his home in Venice, California, which of course is on lockdown, due to be here over, well, pretty much this week, but has rescheduled their tour for later this year. And Australia has such a huge love affair with the National. You're one of a few bands who have not cancelled but rescheduled for December. Was it a challenge to do that? Like, how long did it take you to sort of sort that out and lock in those new dates and venues?
You know, the information was changing so fast. So it did feel like we only announced it, but we sensed that it was going to be impossible to do it now, pretty early, really early. And our manager and our touring people, and talking to all the promoters and everybody, you know, we're just really sharing information really up front. We realized that it was not going to be possible. And so I think pretty quickly they're like, well, let's see if there's another way. And so we were able to find pretty much all the same venues too that were still available and stuff. So we did. So we were really happy to be able to do that. It took our team a really long time to figure out how that would work. And then, you know, even getting Phoebe's group to be able to do it too, because, I mean, everyone's schedules are just all of a sudden the tables are flipped on everybody's entire, you know, next year, in every venue, everything, nobody knows. So, and, you know, obviously it's like always we were just thinking just the health of everybody. And it was devastating, the idea of not being able to, back then when there wasn't a sense of quite how serious this was about 2 weeks ago, I guess, or, you know, it was really a heartbreaking idea not to be able to go when we've all been looking forward to it so much. But now, you know, we're really relieved that it was the smart thing to do. And yeah, we just sensed right away that people's health and everything was so important. Even all the promoters, and everybody's devastated financially and emotionally by this stuff. And obviously, we didn't think about any of the business aspects of it other than really just like we just have to make sure everybody's okay first, you know, and so I think that's what everybody really just has to focus on, and it's hard when we all are chasing these things, and we've all, especially in America, you know, the idea of capitalism and everything, it's all chasing success, chasing wealth, chasing that, you know, catching up with your credit card. It's all about just, you're always on this race, financial race, to keep your head above water, and you never feel like you can relax on it. So this is going to be a devastating thing, but for us in the like financially and everything, but for us in the national, it was like it really helped us. Not helped us, but we immediately pivoted to a perspective of what's important, and not a single person, you know, thought about the financial implications of, or the you know, all that kind of stuff. It was just about the health of our friends and the health of our fans and the health of, you know, all of that, and just trying to be smart. And so we have very smart leadership and a really smart team, so I feel blessed by all that and lucky, and we're so happy that we were able to reschedule, and yeah, we can't wait till it comes.
Well, we're really excited that you did reschedule. I'm particularly excited that, yes, Phoebe is still going to be coming out as well, because that was just such a stroke of genius to see that she was going to be supporting. So thank you for bringing us the National with Phoebe Bridgers later this year. December 10 is when it all begins, continuing in Australia, the National touring all over the country. Matt, it's been wonderful to catch up with you today and to, you know, I guess just check in, but like, just give us some wise words about taking some time out. What does the immediate future hold for you beyond playing the harmonica on your trampoline in the backyard?
I haven't thought too far past that. yeah, well, Tom, my brother is my brother and my daughter are trying to teach me how to play video games. I've never been, and so I am doing a little bit of that. So I think I will get sick of harmonica soon. but yeah, other than being bad at video games, bad at harmonica, I'm writing a lot of lyrics and stuff, and just trying to, you know, I'm trying to write. I'm not trying to write about this right now. I mean, you know, just trying to write about whatever, and I'm writing a lot of love songs, you know, and maybe they're about coronavirus or something, but there's always something in there that's about whatever's happening. But yeah, so just trying to stay positive and healthy. And yeah, I really wish we were there now, but we'll be there soon.
I guess meeting lots of different fans and having conversations with them about why my music matters, I kind of learned the painful truths of how difficult people's lives can be all around the world. And the reason music is so important to them is because it's been that thing that's helped them through.
Music makes you.
Double J.